Mic check, 1, 2. Can I talk? What up, y'all? This is the Lachey Show. Boy, do I have some special treats for you. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good morning.
Guess who I got in the building? First female in the flip mode squad. Digger.
First name, Rashia.
Sweetest person.
Had no idea.
I really didn't. What up, Rod Digger?
I'm Gucci, man. I'm just here on this fine Sunday morning.
It ain't that fine outside.
Sipping my... It's rainy. I love the rain.
Yo, you came through. Bad weather and all.
Yes, I... Well, was there any doubt that I wasn't going to come through?
I mean,
despite that whole little Wednesday, Thursday mix up, I mean, come on.
I feel you.
Aging rapper's memory. They got to give me a pass, bro.
Yo, I'm happy. I'm honored. I got the legend in the building. I'm a fan of yours.
Thank you.
For real. And I appreciate this.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate you having me.
Yo, what's good?
Oh, let's see. There is, I got a lot going on.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot of community stuff. I've become a bit of a couch potato these days.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, like, you know, you've been a little quiet over the past couple of years, and I know you still spitting, so.
I am. As of, I'll say, the last year and a half, I've been working with the mayor of my city, Ras Baraka, Brick City.
All right, stand up.
That's right.
And another thing, excuse me, not to cut you off, but I ain't gonna say I ain't getting none of my Rod Digger music, which, you know, I was really disappointed that ain't come in on time, but that's another story. But go ahead.
Wait, but that's okay, because you know what? We can.
Cut that up.
Okay.
Acknowledge the rep. Sick of this. Come on, they supposed to bring you in right.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, y'all.
Y'all slipping over there in the production.
Come on, you bring her in properly. Acknowledge the rep. Legend in the building.
That's right. Easy.
All right, fade that. Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry about that.
I mean, you know, we could...
They don't get paid that much, so... You know, sometimes they get
well. You know, we could get real janky and hook up the audio wire to the sound, to the smartphone, to the SoundCloud. I got new joints today.
You got treats?
I do got treats. I have been, but I will say, for the most part, I've been working with my mayor.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I've been I'm trying to be professional.
All right.
I've been working with the mayor of Newark.
Okay.
I've been teaching hip hop history.
Oh, that's dope.
For poor undeserving students of Newark. And it started out as like an incentive that I created to kind of get the kids off the streets, like, hey, you know, this is something that you can do in your spare time, get them off the porch, get them off the corner. And then what started happening was you had kids who really did pay attention in school say, wait, you know, we want to take these lessons. So before you know it, what turned into like a small workshop became a big workshop, became a, you know, a traveling workshop, because now I'm expanding in different surrounding cities.
Right.
And as of late, we are actually forming a school. So there will be about 40 to 50 different workshops that the kids
can. And you going to swing all of them?
No. I'm one of several, but
so how often you do that?
I do that twice a week. Well, each workshop you know, each workshop meets twice a week for 3 hours a session. Okay. But I have multiple workshops running concurrently, so.
And people was helping you do this, right?
Well, I mean, I have an assistant that kind of runs back and forth to the Xerox machine, but right. for the most part, like, you know, it's all me. I take them on trips.
You getting paid for this?
Oh, of course.
Oh, I
was
about to say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I give back to the community for a small fee.
Oh, okay. I feel you.
But to be honest, like, the whole notion or the reasoning for doing it, it wasn't financially driven.
No, I feel you.
It definitely
you got a passion for this.
You know, it mm-hmm. definitely was something that I wanted to do. And
Can I listen out on the workshop, or can I come in?
No, absolutely. I would love to have you come in. I mean, you're running a successful podcast. Like, when I get to the phase, because what I do is each week I take them through the decades.
Right.
So,
oh, okay.
Between week 4 and week 5, you know, we're dealing with internet and self-promoting mm-hmm. and marketing and advertising, things of that. Then someone like yourself could come in and be a guest speaker and show them how to, like, you know, right. successfully market themselves and probably
make some macaroni and cheese or fried chicken.
See, now that's too much. Because,
you know, when we learning and stuff, sometimes it works out better when we eat and then, you know.
Okay, this is what you do. You bring me my personal pan.
Okay.
We buy them some little seasons.
I got you.
Okay.
I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of you after the show, too, pause. But with the breakfast, I mean.
I got you.
So, we want to know what's been going on, like, with the music since Flip Mode. Now, this Flip Mode, you've been parted ways with them for about how many years?
I'm going to say officially 2007. We actually were kind of split already in 2006, but I did the Touch It remix and, you know.
Oh, you came back?
Touch It. Well, that was like the end of an era.
Mm-hmm.
But since Touch It went the distance, like, I got the video, the awards, like, I got nominated for awards. So basically I kind of had one more year run, even though I technically wasn't even really rocking with them at that point. And in 2007, I just literally, you know, like,
went
literally just picked up a phone and said, okay, so.
That's how it was. Was you the one who said that you was done? Or
oh, yeah.
People don't, they're not clear on the story where they don't know whether you was fired or.
No. There's no firing the
goal.
The best the one. Like, okay, can we speak candidly? He's the best one in the group.
I know, that's right.
But, you know.
We take it there.
I mean, that's, you know, them my brothers. I mean, they know. I tell it to their face.
Look, people always talking about how.
I tell it to their face. You know I'm better than you.
I know, that's right. People always like, oh, Busta, you know, did these great things. We not putting that aside that he did look out for you in a lot of ways. But what people don't really know.
No, absolutely.
Is that he is not even the one that discovered you.
He's not.
Q-Tip is the one who discovered you.
Q-Tip.
So you should, like, kind of educate them on that.
Shouts out to Q-Tip. Yo, and a lot of people will testify to that. Like, yo, Q-Tip saved my life. Let me tell you. I was in a Young Z session.
Young Z.
Yep, shouts out to Z. He was actually the first one in the Outsiders to have a deal on Perspective Records.
Oh, okay.
And then
Young Z is dope too.
When they signed to Rough House, it became a crew deal, but Z was always kind of leading the charge. And he was doing a song with, he was actually in a session with Q-Tip. Q-Tip was doing a remix
mm-hmm.
for his single at that time, and I was about 7-8 months pregnant.
Mm.
And
well, whose baby?
With Young Z.
Oh, okay.
Look, if you gotta think about that, right?
Young Z, your baby daddy.
So, I'm in the non-smoking section with Q-Tip. I'm pregnant. He doesn't smoke.
Okay.
So we're just in this section. There's like 100 people in the, you know, in the other room.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just kind of like struck up a combo with Q-Tip, and somehow, I said, I got about 30 days to have this baby. I mean, 30 days to get a record deal before I had this baby, or I don't know.
Right.
It's going to be problems.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I'll sign you. I'm
what?
Like, no way.
Like that?
You're shitting me. And yeah, like that. So Like
that. He knew you was pregnant. Like, he wasn't trying to cut deals.
Oh,
nothing,
no,
right?
It was obvious. Oh, I was okay. Pregnant. No, I was really like 7-8 months pregnant. Like, my whole pregnancy, I was doing Maria Davis at Essel's.
Shout out to Maria Davis.
I was doing Lyricist Lounge shows. Mm-hmm. And I think I had a show coming up that week. I was headlining a Lyricist Lounge showcase that I think he was hosting, and Common was hosting. And I guess after having a conversation of, yo, I need a deal. And then that Monday morning, like bright and early, management on it.
Wow.
Demo tape sitting on his desk. And guess what was on that demo, by the way?
Young Z.
Tight. No, the song Tight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tight went through. Tight went through the motions. Tight was originally produced by Ski Beats.
Who that?
Ski Beats.
I don't know him. Who that?
He is,
Who he affiliated with?
He produced, he did most of the production on Jay-Z's first album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's long-term.
Ski. I didn't know his name was Ski Beats.
Long time, you know.
Tight was my shit too.
But the early Rod Digga was hopping turnstiles to Ski's house.
Word. Pregnant?
Pregnant.
Damn, you was about it.
Yeah, I mean, well, even before the pregnant, like, I just, you know, Ski was, I would say, one of the original producers that, like, I really was, you know, getting connected with, if you will. Jay-Z was there. I used to see him, and I'd be coming, he'd be going. Mm-hmm. So he was working on, but this was before, you know,
Flip Mode.
Before Flip Mode, I'm saying even before Jay's first album.
Okay.
Like, everybody was kind of like in their demo phase, but it happened. Like,
so how did this get into Busta hands?
I'm gonna say a year after signing with Tip, a lot of things happened in that year. Like, when I first, like, once I signed with them, I had the baby, had a little downtime.
Right.
But Tribe Called Quest was in the process of splitting up. That was like 97. And, you know, I just don't think that Tip's head was in the right space to deal with an artist, especially someone as vocal.
You know what I think
as
about?
Myself.
I think about, like, what kind of artist you could have been differently if you was under his...
Sound with him.
I think, you know what I'm saying?
I think about that sometimes, too.
You think you'd be much different?
I think with Q-Tip, I may have been allowed to be more my natural artist self. Mm. Not to say that didn't happen with Busta, but I felt like Dirty Harriet was like a strange mix of like what I needed to do to be with an artist that at that time Busta Rhymes was like a pop star. Mm-hmm. He had the hands with my eyes to see, like, right. This MTV guy
and Q-Tip
was too, but there was never any like wavering with like Q-Tip and his native tongue vibe where feel like,
what you mean, like people was trying to tell you how to be with the wear, like it like that?
No, I just mean like Busta, I think Busta was more MTV. Was more commercial in that sense. Mm-hmm. Whereas Q-Tip was commercial, but it was like commercial native tongue versus like commercial MTV pop star. So
how you feel about that? Like, did you want to be in that pop element, or was you okay with the dirty backup?
I told Sylvia Rohn that I wanted my whole side A produced by Primo and my whole side B produced by Pete Rock. That's, you know, that's how I went.
Right.
That's how I went into my record label situation.
Did you ever work with Primo before?
Primo and Pete Rock got a tracks on the album.
Okay.
And on the album, like, there was a little EP created through Fat Beats, you know, back in the white label days. I don't know who did that, there was like a little mini EP made out of Dirty Hair with like the Preem joint, P-Rock joint.
You think somebody from Flip Mode did that to you?
No,
I saw a little hesitance in you. You said no, and then when you said no too, your octave went up like a half.
I think somebody that I'm not gonna name went to Fat Beats and say, "Yo, let's cut this."
You know what? I that's funny that you should say that, because
let's get this check real quick and release these records.
But everybody's like, you know, Flip Bowl did these wonderful, great things for you or whatever. But what I want to know is, who in Flip Mode, like, really got on your nerves? Who in Flip Mode would you say, like, I really cannot stand that nigga? Like, they...
Buster? You know how you got those siblings that just get on your nerves?
Yeah, yeah.
Buster got on my last damn nerves.
What he do?
Because, like, Essie, everybody knows this fun, joking, loving, giggly Busta Rhymes. Mm-hmm. In the studio, that man was, like, horrible boss.
He was cracking the whip?
He was cracking the whip. I mean, I didn't mind it, though, because, you know, I was about that life, too. Like, for me, it was a challenge to be the first person to mm-hmm. finish the verse and have the freshest verse.
I know, that's right.
You know, and sit in their face, like, mm-hmm. and taunt the others. Like, what you gonna do, Hammer? Ah, you scared. You need everybody out the room. You to lay your verse, sissy.
Uh-huh.
Like I probably was their headache.
Wow.
But hey, that's how you keep people on their toes.
And what's the relationship now? Like, what's up with you and him now?
I mean, we're cool. We don't speak as often as we used to. But I mean, there's, you know, a lot of things transpired. There's deaths going on, so it's like we're always reaching out.
But it's not like you see him and it's like, what up? Or nothing like that. Like, I mean, are y'all embracing?
Oh, no, I'm not crossing the street if I see him coming down the street. Like, nah, it's not. It's no.
Ain't
I mean,
that?
No. I mean, I'm not like walking the other way. I mean, I'm not like turning way. No, I didn't mean.
I'm like, damn, you ain't gonna cross the street?
No. I mean, if I see him coming, like, I'm not gonna go the other way.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant. No, we cool. That's my brother from another mother.
What about Rampage and Lord Have Mercy?
That's my heart. Now, Lord Have Mercy, we lost touch with early on.
Okay.
I think, you know, I think Lord maybe felt some type of way towards me, because I know he was definitely like next in line. He had the Paint Your Face single. Like, he was next up as far as Flip Mode was concerned. And when I came, I just really, like, you know, I just was like that thorn in everybody's side, and it became, you
know, there was resentment.
The demand came, you know, for me, like, once we did the two singles, because we had the split singles, it was Lord, Rampage, and Busta on Everybody on the Line Outside, and it was me, Sham, and Spliff on the Cha 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 joint.
Right.
Once Cha 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 dropped, like, all everybody knew was Digga Digga, birth name Rashia. So whatever else was going, whatever the plan was prior to me getting there, like, I had arrived.
Right.
And I created that demand for myself. So, you know, and then I did a ladies' night with Angie. Remember when they had the ladies' night?
Okay, Martinez?
Okay. They used to do Friday nights at 8:00. And I was like, yes, y'all see Busta Rhymes, you run into him in the beef patty store, you run into him in the jewelry store, you tell her we want Dick and Dex. He really had to sit me down like, yo, you cannot have people in the streets running down on me demanding your
album.
But
that's what they wanted. What's the problem?
I guess, you know, he was just like, you know, you could create a security issue for me. You just got pipe down.
All right,
homie,
all right.
I got you. I was a beast. I was a beast. I wasn't playing with them. I mean, I come from a pack of, like, vicious MCs.
Outsiders.
Yeah, it's like, we not playing these games in the studio. Y'all taking too long with y'all verses. Y'all, you know,
Speaking of the Outsiders, and, you know, we briefly glanced over Young Z. So, what's up with Young Z? Where he been at?
He's like, chilling. I mean, he's floating around.
Are y'all still together?
No, we're not.
Okay.
No, we're not still together. He for the most part is doing his own thing outside of music, but he's still, you know, he's still like recording music. He collaborates a lot with overseas artists.
Oh, okay. So he's still getting paper.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, doing a lot of...
What, you ain't doing nothing overseas? I can't, like, think of you.
I do. I mean, I do have, you know, I've done several collaborations with different artists. The I'm not really like touring because I haven't really put out any like solid projects.
You gotta throw something out.
I know, I'm serious because your fan base is ridiculous. No, but I still leak music through my SoundCloud, but it's like, it's just like a joint here, a joint there. Like I feel like the reason why I'm not like touring is because I haven't really put any cohesive projects out since 2010, the classic album, which
we gotta get you in the studio.
Which Knotts produced the whole thing.
If there's anything that I could assist you with, you know, you could feel free to let me know.
Studio.
You know, speaking of anything that I could do, do you realize that we are on a song together?
I do. Yeah, I do.
We are on
Type I Hate.
Type of Niggas I Hate on the Disposable Arts album.
Yes.
And I'm sitting up here like, yo, all of these years, that album came out like 15 years ago.
Yep.
And we've never actually met.
Can I tell you a story about that song?
Yeah.
I don't even know if Ace knows this, but that record got me my first official like industry whip
luxury whip.
Yeah, see, back then we had budgets.
we had budgets.
I don't see a dime off of that.
That's weird. So are you saying that you got a little coin off the top of Niggas
I got
Hate?
A little coin. I went straight from that session to the Rover dealer.
Wow.
Thank you, Ace.
That's hot.
You bought me my first fresh car.
Yo, that is really crazy because you know why? Because I sleep with him like every night and I didn't see a coin.
And I got to shout out Young Z because Young Z was also the plug with that. I believe.
Did Z get a coin too?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not saying. I can't confirm or deny those allegations.
Oh,
I'm sure he did because we had budgets. But, Z hit me up like, yo, you know, I'm going to get on a joint with Ace. I'm like, yeah, you know, and he made it happen. And Ace paid cash.
Mm.
Yeah, Ace. yes, baby. I went straight to the rope deal like.
That's a nice. That's a nice story. Thanks for sharing that.
Beep beep. Thank you.
Nice.
I done started an argument. Like say, all right. So where's my cut?
That's all right. I'm gonna get to him later. Also on a personal note, I wanted to know. So you only have one child.
One child.
Well,
yes.
I can't say a child because we have
she,
more
she
like
grown.
A lady. She grown.
She grown.
And how's that relationship like? With you and your baby.
We are the best of friends. I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people say it's kind of, you know, it's not really cool to be your kid's
friend. Yeah,
you was
telling me about that.
But I think in today's times, I think you have to be their friend just to, you know, like when I was growing up, it was just like, do as your parents say, you don't listen, you know, you don't talk back. And I think things were a little more controlled back then, whereas I feel like nowadays the kids are just exposed to so much. Like back then, you turn off the TV, turn off the radio, we don't know what's going on except what our parents tell us. But nowadays with the internet, it's not like that. Like
let it out.
I accidentally did that in an interview once. It was not cute. It was a loud, nasty one too.
Oh, that's me all day.
You have to be your kid's friend to you know, you got to pick their brains. You got to know what's going on. You got to know what's going on with their friends. Mm-hmm. You got to know where they be. It's just, you know, it's almost like.
I agree with that, though.
Yeah.
It's a wicked world out here.
It's definitely a different time now. You'd be surprised what you learn. I mean, you know, I got some friends that are, you know, still stuck on the ways of the samurai. And I'm trying to tell them, like, listen, you need to be close enough to your friends, your kids, to know like what's going on their social media.
That's right.
To know. I'm the queen at that. Like I am the original Don Dada of social media hacking. Like none of the babies are safe around me.
For real?
The kids, the nieces, the nephews. Like I'm all in this stuff. Plus, you know, I'm Rod Digger. Like a part of my job is to be, you know, accessible to people like that and to stay in the know. So it's like, you know, I see what's going on the Twitters and the Snapchats and stuff because that's, you know, that's what I have to do for my own sustainability. Whereas, like, a friend of mine is just going to work, coming home. She's not I feel you. You know, she's not on Snapchat, but
so y'all got I could
tell her what her kid is doing on Snapchat, though. Mm-hmm. You know, that's me.
Good. Y'all got a close I'm
auntie, but everybody loves me. I'm auntie Digger.
That's auntie Cole over there too. This is not an auntie.
I'm everybody's favorite, even though I have a love hate relationship with that term auntie. But I'm definitely
why?
I'm definitely because it's. In the words of Andre 3000, that shit makes me feel old. But, I mean, hey, these are kids that are now 19, 20, 21, and I am auntie to them. But, they're in their mix. They feeling themselves. Mm-hmm. This one want to be a publicist. This one want to rap. This one want to, they're there.
What's her name?
My daughter, Sativa.
Sativa?
Yes.
This is sound familiar.
We were modern day hippies. I said if I had a son, I was going to name him Cannabis. If I had a daughter, I was going to name him Sativa.
And really love weed, huh?
At that time, I did.
What about now?
I've slowed down. I don't want to be too presumptuous to say I quit because,
but that would be a lie.
Anything could make a person fall off the wagon. But no, I'm just like nowadays, I'm just finding myself like it just makes me sleepy now. Like,
really?
Like once upon a time, it used to wake me up like coffee. Like I had to have it. Like for many, many years, I was convinced that I couldn't even write a rhyme without it. But now I'm just, I don't know.
Do you drink, smoke? Like, what's your vice?
I'm going to say cigarettes.
Okay.
I'm more of a social drinker. Like, I'm not one of those type of people that I don't go to the liquor store.
Oh, okay.
It's like, drinking ain't that serious to me.
Because over the years, I'm saying that, you maintained your weight. You look good. Like, you nice and
sweet. I had a little weight fluctuation.
I don't recall, honestly. I really don't recall.
But, I was, that's because I ain't really come outside. I mean, couple appearances I had to do here and there. I had moved out to the country, started becoming one of them moms going to drop the baby off at school in her pajamas. Mm-hmm. I just got relaxed and I put on a couple pounds. I came back home.
I don't recall this happening ever, by the way.
And I was chilling. I was just being my normal self. And then, you see that one picture that just makes you go, oh,
it was
hell
probably
no.
Just a bad picture.
Yeah,
because I've never seen you looking
like,
all swole.
I'm like, is that two chins? Wait, is that two and a half chin? Wait a minute, why? See,
Do you have like special diet restrictions or how do you eat right? Because Torrey came in here a couple of weeks ago and he's on some protein shake shit.
I don't go to that extent. I just moderate the bad. Okay. Like I'm not one of those like all green everything.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm no.
So you're not ace.
So you
don't do all green.
I'd be lying if I said I was that. Like,
do you work out?
Like I'll probably leave here and go to Ambassadors or something.
No, you're gonna go right upstairs because we got a nice spread waiting for you.
That's right.
Full of swine. It's full of swine.
See, I don't eat swine.
Oh, you don't eat that? You found knowledge yourself.
I took shahada back when I was 18.
I'm sorry, you took who?
I took shahada.
What does that mean?
Back when I was 18, converted.
Oh, Islam.
Islam.
Okay.
But for a little bit, I fell off the wagon. I struggled with pepperoni.
Okay.
A little bit.
Pepperoni, that don't count. Ain't that beef?
I struggled with bacon and pepperoni for a little bit. I definitely.
But let's just put this out there. We know that pork bacon and turkey bacon cannot be compared. I mean, come on. Like, who are you fooling?
I can't confirm or deny them allegations. All right.
I'm just saying. It's just two different animals. Literally.
Yeah, literally.
So what's going on in your personal life? That's what I want to know. I want to know what's going on in your love life. I want to know who you smashing now. Like, these are the things that people ask you different. I've seen your interviews in the past and no one asked you this. These are the things I want to know.
I am smashing these books.
That's it?
I'm celibate.
Celibate?
Yeah, I might sell a bit, but I'm celibate for the most part.
Yo, all these eligible bachelors. Did you hear what I said just now? Rod Digger, the beautiful hip-hop legend.
I got a guy.
Let's say what it is.
I mean, for the most part, I'm celibate because it's long distance, but, Hi, guy.
Hi, friend. Do you want to say his name by chance?
No. He knows who he is. He knows he has
that
special
shit.
Place.
You know who
heart.
You are. You know who you are. Yo, I saw on the internet not too long ago that I saw that you had went to the Black Girls Rock event.
I did.
And I wanted to know how that was because, you know, I had a front row seat myself in my living room. And I just saw some interesting things that was taking place there.
Well, I did the red carpet. Okay. I actually dashed out in, of the show. I dashed out of the show. Okay. Because see what happens, like, it's one thing when the show is live and it just keeps going, but in the case of Black Girls Rock where it's pre-taped, they're letting people perform over and over again. Oh. And that thing can stretch out to like 5 hours.
I feel you.
I sat through a show maybe 2 years, and then after that I said I can't do it from start to finish anymore.
So typically how long is it?
Well, I mean, when it comes on television,
I mean, you sitting through the do-overs and the, don't say like 3-4 hours.
Oh yeah, definitely 3-4 hours. Close to it.
And
close to, I think this year the show started at 8 and it went close to,
don't pay them no more.
Okay. Yeah, I think it ran almost to about 12:30. So
who that performed that Black Girls Rock that you wasn't feeling?
That I wasn't feeling.
That you wasn't feeling.
I
know it's a positive event, and you know.
Yeah, it's like.
I know. It's like almost wrong.
You know what? I didn't even. No. Yeah, I didn't. And there wasn't anybody that I was. Because remember, I kind of.
Politically correct.
All
right. Listen, how about this? This is what I want to know. Who in this industry do you consider your friends? Who I want to know who you chill with in this industry. Because I don't really rock with no industry.
I was about to
like
say,
that.
Honestly, there's nobody. There's nobody in the industry that I chill with. Like, the people that I chill with have been my friends for 15, 20 years plus. But I do have people that are in the industry or, you know.
Like, you could pick up the phone and say, yo, what you cooking tonight?
Yo,
you know what? I'm fucked up. You could give me $100 till Friday. You got one of them? Like,
in the industry, I'm sure they're there, but I've just never went there. Like, I've never. There's nobody.
I need a ride to the airport. You gotta have
one. Let me see. But people like that, like any like personal needs, I wouldn't go to my industry friends for that. I would go, like, the friends that I have been my friends since elementary school, at least. Like, there are 5 to 6 people that I rock with from like day one, since little kids, and these people are still in my life today. Like,
right.
These are the people that are still I consider my friends. Now, over the years, I've gotten close to people, especially, you know, people I've met in the industry. On the male side, I would say, you know, DMX at one time.
Okay.
Very good friend. We actually share a birthday.
Oh,
and,
okay.
For a couple of years straight,
I'm going to say
December 18th.
Okay.
For years in a row, we would just end up at the same place on our birthdays, and we just ended up becoming friends like that. Real, you know, real down-to-earth, humble dude. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of, you know, feel bad for everything that's happening to him. I wish, you know, we were still connected to where I could pick up a phone and say, bro, you know, you need help.
You seem you are that type like that. Like,
oh,
you
yeah.
said, that auntie type
I
situation.
I'm
you like to take care of people.
I'm everybody's guardian angel, yo. I'm like, you'd be surprised how many. I'm like, I stay saving lives.
That's dope. That's dope. So DMX, who else?
I would say DMX, Torre is a good
Torre. You talking about Greedy Torre?
That's the homie Stromae. Like, now he's somebody like I could pick up a phone and be like, yo, bro, you know, if my back was against the wall like that, I would feel comfortable.
Torre is family.
Asking for help. Ace, of course, we go back. Hey, he got me my first industry whip, man.
You ain't never
friend
gonna
to the
that.
End.
You ain't never
best friends forever.
And just for the record, I know for a fact he took you to the airport. I know that for
he
a fact.
Better. He practically my neighbor now.
I know that's
we
right.
Neighbors now.
We
come
family
come
now.
Sugar.
That's who we is. All right. So, and what about the females? What about the broads?
The females. Eve was a friend for a really long
Before
time.
Before she became a millionaire,
we've lost. Let me tell you something about Eve. Eve is on Dirty Harriet.
Word.
Word.
Okay.
And you know, when I got her, when I reached out for her to get on the album, she came through. She had the number one song in the country with that What Y'all Niggas Want joint. And she came through like 4 a.m. No hesitation. No,
that's love.
No nothing. She rocked till about 6. She was like, "Rah, I'm tired as hell. Mm-hmm. Can I come back tomorrow and finish this?" I was like, "Sure, no problem." And
dope.
And she came, yeah, like she's one of those, even for the Party and Bull remix that you know, she's on. Her first verse was a little semi.
Little garbage.
I'm gonna say it was cool, mm-hmm. but Missy was smashing.
Word.
So it was like, yo, in all fairness, I'm gonna give you, like, what you did is cool, but I just want you to know Missy is smashing. I want to give you the opportunity.
That's right. Write it over.
You know what I mean? And she did it. She was working on her TV show at that time. So that's one thing I could say about Eve. Like, whatever was going on with her, you know, she stopped and took the time to deal.
Well, as far as these female rappers,
Missy's a friend.
Oh, okay.
Missy's a friend. Mm-hmm. Charlie Baltimore, I used to run into her all the time. And Neiman Marcus, like, you know how sometimes you just kind of throw something on because you want to shoot to the store real quick?
Charlie Baltimore got money like that? Should he up in Neiman like that?
You know what? No, you know what? Not for nothing. Charlie been sharp from day one. Like, I don't know.
I mean, was she getting paper like that to be up in Neiman? I mean, Macy's.
I think she was getting paper like that. I can't confirm or deny where it was coming from, but
maybe she was taking shit back.
I could say, you know, I think Charlie I think Charlie was, you know, doing her numbers and, you know, in her own world before the music stuff. Okay. Like she always been sharp to, you know, to me.
Cause so, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I took a couple of things back to Neiman too.
I still take stuff back. All right. I mean, at that time, you know, you wear something.
Neiman is up there.
Taking stuff back just for the simple point of it don't even matter what kind of coins you got in your pocket. If you wear something on TV and the world telling you,
I don't got Neiman coins.
You
like
can't
that.
Be seen in it again. Then, hey, bring it back, Jack. I just wore this in the video yesterday. I need that return.
And
today.
I can't repeat.
That's right.
Exactly. But as far as these female rappers, I want to know just who your top five. This is strictly
top five females. I'm gonna say Rage.
Oh.
Like, see, I gotta rank people, and I know, you know, I respect legacies. I take a whole lot of things into consideration. But one thing about when I rank people, hip hop is still a sport. And in 2016, like, to me, you still have to be able to, like, spit.
Right.
So, I can't rank...
And you spit.
I can't rank you... I can't put you in a greatest of all time category. All
right.
If you, like...
If you ain't writing?
If the...
How important is writing? How important is writing?
That, in addition to, if the last thing I heard from you was, like, in the 90s, like, how can I say you're the freshest in 2016? So, it's like... My top list, you know, might vary from other people.
Okay, well, let me just say this out of all fairness. You ain't put out nothing in a long time yourself, but you still like in my top 10.
But I have. Maybe not on a broad scale, you know, maybe not on a mainstream level.
Right, I feel you.
But I still, you know.
But you just one of my favorites.
In 2015, I can say I leaked something that, right, you know,
you.
That lyrically, you know, compares to what else is going on.
I feel you.
I'm talking about that. I mean, for the most part, none of us are really doing it the way we were doing it in mm-hmm. the golden era. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, still being able to write a verse today and still...
Well,
like,
how important is writing to you as far as these chicks is out here? Like, is that important or does it not matter anymore?
It matters to me.
Okay.
I think it automatically disqualifies you if you're not writing. I mean, after, you know, it to me, that's just, you know, my personal...
All right, so if you just had to just shout out, like, five of your faves.
Five of my faves?
It don't gotta
Rage is in my top five.
I'm feeling you. I like Rage.
Bahama D is in my top five because she's still fresh.
I like her. Let me tell you about some people that I like.
Let me see.
I like These are the people that influenced me when I was coming up. When I came out with my project in 97, 96, 97, you were an artist that I like I wanted to be like. I admired you because you was hard body. You came out, you didn't care. You wasn't forced to be out here with the cat suit if you didn't want to. You just was yourself, and the raw and ruggedness is something that I was really feeling about you. So
thank you.
You're definitely on my list of favorite MC, female MCs of all time. So just, I'm not sucking right now, but I'm just saying
I got you. I'm just saying thank you. It's an honor. Tell me more about that.
It's an honor, whatever, for you to be in the building. So I would definitely say you. I like Yo-Yo, The Brat. Yeah. I like Rage, of course. Dope. Left Eye is like one of my faves.
Wait, okay, can I stop you right there?
All
right,
go.
No, Left Eye is in so many people's top MC list. Okay.
You got a problem with that?
It's not a problem. I just don't get it, though.
She be rhyming.
But like,
she got that little queer, well, had rather.
But like,
that
real queer, fresh, eclectic, like a top five female MC.
No, that ain't my top five. I'm just talking about my overall, let's say my overall 10 or something like that. Like, I like Left Eye like that. I liked her delivery. I like her. She had that weird little crazy, eclectic, cute type flow that I really liked. Sorry not to cut you off, but it was like dope, like how Young Z, like he had that quirky on and off type dope voice, and
I thought she was cute for the group. I just don't know if I could have actually like listened to like
a Left Eye rap album.
It's like I don't.
Well, maybe that's why that never happened.
I thought she was a great component, you know,
to the group.
In that group, okay. Right? I just didn't. You know, she just didn't resonate with me as an MC. But I understand now, since you put it in those terms, like
it was different.
I get why, you know, people say that, but I see her in so many different, like, you know, female rap lists, and I guess I just never.
No, but I feel you on that.
Took her that serious.
I know, like, and then she don't have no album.
No disrespect.
No.
Though,
you know what I mean? No, I ain't take that like that. I don't know her. But anyway, so of Kim, of course, was definitely instrumental in me coming up. I mean, I'm proud of what she did, even
me
though
and Kim
she
didn't speak for years. I don't know why.
You don't know?
Well, from what I hear that everybody has this problem with her, that like when they come out, it's like, I don't know, she gets really like insecure with people, like I'm the queen or something. And,
what's that
and
about?
I don't know. You would have to ask her.
Well, I'm a Little Kim fan.
I can't figure out for the life of me why Little C's and all of these other Junior Mafia folks would be like, hey, digga, and she would just go by without.
Well,
so
you
much
know
of a
she
word.
Different now.
I'm talking about in the beginning.
Oh, word.
I'm talking about in the beginning. Yeah, like the whole we didn't speak, and then we reached out to her to do the Party and Bull remix 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Reached out to Missy, no problem, jumped right on it. This is actually how Eve ended up on it. We reached out to Kim first, and she was feeling a way because a song that I did with MC Light, MC Light made in a line said, you know, chicks fighting over my rhymes. And she was referencing the Little Kim and Foxy. Hot damn hole, here we go again.
Okay.
So
what the fuck that gotta do with you?
Right. So Kim felt like I shouldn't have allowed
Light to
come for her on my record.
What you had to do with that?
That's what I said. I said, so what, I'm supposed to tell MC Light to change her rhyme?
You're supposed to tell a legend that don't spit? Look,
but,
listen.
You know, in closing, Violator kind of like hooked up this conference between us, and then you know.
Okay, and what happened?
And we ended up collaborating after that. We did the Rockwalla over.
Oh, okay.
After,
so did you actually work together, or you sent your verse in?
We actually worked together after everything was all said and done. I don't know. I had a dream. I had a
All right, Martin. What was it?
Look, I had a dream that we were doing the Rockwalla video, and I was like, yo, that's a good idea. Like, a lot of it's I'm weird, I'm trippy like that, but a lot of my stuff come to me like in dreams.
But it ain't nothing now though, right?
No. I mean, this is like, we talking the 90s.
Oh, you just telling me the funny style and stuff.
Yeah, like that's how we, you know, that's how we actually, like.
What you think about her with this face, the bleach and all of that?
I feel bad, actually. I mean, not just for her. Just, I feel bad for any woman that feels that, you know, they need to alter themselves for whatever reason. Mm. Like, I can't imagine what it must feel like to look at yourself in the mirror and not love yourself. Mm-hmm. I can't relate to that. I love all my flaws, scars, whatever. I'm not doing anything to alter my the features
like,
that my parents gave
me. That's some self-hate issues.
So I can't even begin to like understand what that must feel
what
like.
I don't understand.
And I can't pass judgment on it either, because I don't know what that feels like.
Right,
that,
I
like
feel
that
you.
Must be, you know, I guess it's no different than being like a transgender, feeling, you know, a man.
I don't think it's like that.
I mean, I don't know, like a man trapped in a woman's body or a woman trapped in a man's body. I mean, you know, I'm not saying it's like the same struggle, but I do feel like there, you know, it must be the same feeling to not love what you see when you look in the mirror.
But she looked exactly like a white lady. She looked exactly like a white woman. And what I don't understand about it is that she was so freaking pretty. Like, she was beautiful to me. I don't be understanding why you want to. I guess it's kind of like the same thing with this plastic surgery route. Like, what you feeling about all of these chicks with the, you know, the booty shots, the butts, the.
You know, I say the same thing. It's like, I can't. You know, I can't imagine what it must feel like to not love what you see when you look in the mirror. Me, I don't have the body prototype to have like small waist and big booty. If I have big booty, I'm also gonna have some girth going on.
Right, so in the middle.
Either I'm gonna be all the way skinny or just all the way big. Like, there's no Betty Boop.
But you don't really have no complaints. You don't really need no fixing.
I mean,
you got boobs, you got booty.
Whatever's going on, I'm gonna work it out with a personal trainer.
I know, that's right.
In the gym and diet and
chill on that pork.
Yeah, you know. Hey, who said anything about pork, man? I'm sorry, I have some tissue. I need to. I'm trying to like stop my.
You got sinuses?
Yeah, I do.
Yo, you know what I was thinking about too? Another thing that I wanted to say that I had admired in your career was your acting. You was acting for a minute. I know that we running close, but there's no way that you're going to be sitting in the orange basement and I don't acknowledge Carmen, okay, that you did with Beyonce.
That was fun.
What was that like?
I actually got that call. Excuse me. Y'all get to see me.
No, let's keep it, bro. I feel good. Vardigga's digging in her nose on my interview.
I mean, I would give y'all like one of my infamous hot twos, but I ain't.
No,
don't
do that.
I ain't gonna do it. Do it for the fun. I ain't gonna do it. All right, so acting. I got the call for Carmen maybe 1 month after I was done with 13 Ghosts. Mm. I actually shot 13 Ghosts before Carmen, but because that was a major motion film, it took much longer
what
to
that,
edit.
What was that check like?
That one? Yeah.
It
was a nice
one. It was
one.
Nice?
That,
I mean, you getting Land Rovers off the type of niggas I hate. I mean, what was that? What
I mean,
would you
I guess,
with that?
I mean, I guess I could talk about it now, but 13 Ghosts put me in the seven-figure bracket. Yeah, yeah. I mean, not by it's just, you know, just everything that came with it. Like,
you
yeah,
flipped that?
That was a nice year.
That's a nice check.
I used that tax return year for a few things. Look, years later, I was like, yeah, this my proof right here. And like, bitch, you going back 8 years, okay? I'm gonna need to see something a little more current. I'm
okay.
Like, well, I get back to
what
you.
About that Carmen check? What was that looking like?
The Carmen check was cute. It was cute.
But it wasn't 13 Ghosts.
It wasn't 13 Ghosts cute.
Okay. What was Beyonce like? This is what I want to know. How she was acting?
She was Beyonce.
Yo, this is what we want to know.
You know what? She was like a little cute youngin', but you could tell she was like felt sowing her oats between mommy and daddy.
Oh, okay. So she wasn't coming out. She wasn't smoking no L's.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't. Once, but one time I was like, "Hey, B, let's have some beer." She was mom. She was like my neighbor, but we were all living in a hotel together. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Hey, want to have some Bailey's milkshakes?" Like, ooh! Not even like paying attention to like her mother and father. She like.
There was no answer. No. Like she was like,
she like, no,
he's right
you.
There. No, I can't.
I'm like, oh shit, yeah, you're a minor. Your parents, right?
Okay. Bailey's milkshake. You can make me some Bailey's milkshake one time.
Oh, it's so good. Bailey's with the, and I found like the Bailey's ice cream. Ooh. Oh, heaven.
That sounds good.
Delicious. Girl.
Let's talk about that Bailey's later.
Delicious.
What else we got going on here?
Yeah, Beyonce was cute. That little Beyonce tiptoeing around the
cell. I'm hearing through the grapevine.
Hey, we're in stupid. Shut up.
I'm hearing through the grapevine that, about some reality TV. What's that popping off like? What's going on? Is that true? Any truth to that?
Well, my dearest friend, Faith.
Friend? Define friend.
Oh, no. Faith is a friend.
Friend? You know, yeah. When you say it twice, it's really real?
Yeah, she's a friend. We go back. Bricks, that's Brick City.
Okay. Ride to the airport, so, friend?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, I mean, if you can catch her, she's busy these days.
Okay.
But no, definitely a friend. Someone that I would entrust, you know, my... putting my life out there on a reality show for and trusting her not to like have me looking crazy.
Okay.
But she reached out and she said, you know, I want to try something with notable hip hop artists. Totally not loving hip hop. Like I want it to be male and female because I don't want it to turn into, you know, a catty woman show.
If they
want
to take it there, we could take it there. You do realize that.
I mean, I would hope I wouldn't have to do that being the God-fearing person that I am. I would, because I'm not, you know, I'm not throwing drinks. I'm not with that pulling weeds and throwing drinks like somebody's going down.
Right.
So,
security on the set.
Yeah. Like it would be over before security even got to us. Like I'm not even playing.
So she wants you. Who else?
But no, but she wants, like, the premise of the show would be, they're looking for artists who were part of groups.
Okay.
Who I guess basically ventured out. You know, some more successfully than others, like myself. Vita is a potential cast member. AZ is a potential cast member. Prodigy is a potential cast member. At one point, Chi Ali, who I thought would have been great, mm-hmm. I think they decided to go another way. But I thought his story was great because he, mm-hmm. you know, he was incarcerated early and
people won't want to see that.
You know, spent mm-hmm. years and I felt like he had a good, you know, like people need to see artists like that who
struggle.
You know, who were trying to have their life imitate their art and it backfired and now, you know, someone can say, hey, you know, all of these things and these facades that people put up in their music, you know, like this is a real, you know,
situation.
Tragic end result that could happen. So, you know, I wish there were more people like
so
that.
So you and Vita would be the only females?
And Foxy is a potential cast member. So on the female side, it would be myself, Vita, and Foxy. Mm-hmm. On the male side, it would be Prodigy, AZ, and Little C's from Junior Mafia.
Oh, okay.
So nice little mix. Mm-hmm. I guess it would be more of a real world situation, except we wouldn't be living together.
Okay.
And
I think it's a dope idea, actually. People want to know what the hell are y'all doing. You know what I mean?
You know, and it's funny because it's one of, like, reality TV is one of those double-edged swords because you don't want to be ratchet. But they need their ratings. Mm. So in order to really get the ratings, like, you're gonna have to be real as possible. But no one wants to go on reality TV and look like a sob story either. It's like, you know, it's
all if they want their ratings up, all I got to do is rhyme. That's how I feel.
And I agree. I said, you know what? It's funny with these reality shows. It's like, people want to focus on, you know, they're always looking for these angles. Excuse me, to, mm-hmm. to, you know, in which to lead the show or the show direction. I'm like, how about rhyme? Like, right. take love and hip hop, for example. It's like, why y'all trying to convince us that Mariah Lynn is an artist? Why right, y'all right. trying to, yeah. you know, why That's y'all trying right. to convince us that these people are the real artists, but we're never gonna see Remy Ma in the booth. We're never gonna
right,
see.
Right, right. And that's what we wanna see.
Right.
That's so, what we wanna see. What would be dope is you, Vito, or Foxy battling. Like, I wanna see that. That would be dope.
I don't think nobody really.
They don't wanna come for you?
Yo, I've never. I waited my entire career for some.
You never had no battle situation? I'm, like, you know how they be having them putting up money and all of that?
I've never had a battle so situation. Dope. The closest I've came to a battle situation was, and this was like after the fact, like after Flip Mode. Someone was trying to put together a battle between me and Babs from Making a Band. That was like the closest, and we're cool.
That's actually not a battle.
You know what? Babs is actually someone I consider a friend, but don't. Babs is dope. Babs is dope.
She might be dope, but I can't see her coming for you. No,
I know it. But it was almost like we're actually friends too. Shouts out to Babs. Like, I would consider her a friend, okay. friend too. And it was almost like we were kind of doing it to basically take the money and run. Okay. Like, this company offering this money, it was like, yo, girl, this is a, like we went out and had brunch. Like, okay, this is what we can do. This is what we gonna discuss. This is what we not gonna discuss. Okay, mm-hmm. You can say that. I don't say that. I'm punching your face if you say that. Like, you know, we cool like that. So it wouldn't.
But
even,
that would be dope if you somebody would. Maybe it wouldn't I should even facilitate been a real this. Battle. Maybe a I battle? Should get a battle popping off with Rod Digger and. Let's say like a.
But I don't think the high profile, you know, if you will, females is really about.
Well, I got
life.
Confidence in you. I know.
No, I got confidence in you. Oh, me. Okay. I'm just saying, I don't think, you know, I don't think there are too many, you know, females of that caliber that are willing to put their legacies on the line like that.
Well, how about this?
It wasn't happening when we were popping.
How about this? How about if you don't mind, we, you know, you kick a little freestyle and let these people know why I'm so hyped that, you know, that I feel that you're capable of such. How you feel about that? Can we get a little
I'm with it. Oh! You like it, I love it.
Can we get a little beats?
Do we want inspirational Rod? Do we want I beat the shit out of you,
I want to beat the shit out of you. That's what I want. That's what I need. This. You ready? Throw on a little. Let me get some Vols, please. Vols, please. All these young female rappers out here, do me a favor real quick. Get your pads, get your pens, and take notes.
Yeah. 1, 2. Digga, you heard? Yo. Soldiers with mine, I'ma say it again. Watch haters hate, start weighing in. They smart remarks. I'm Marcus Garth. I'm dude from Roots. I bear the scars. I'm Ricky Ross. I'm my own boss. No losses here. Just took time off. I spit my bars. I play them cards. It's a different world. I weigh my odds. They too damn soft. I'm too damn hard. They romance rap. I feather and tar. I'm MMJ. Rockin' my law. Y'all petite breed. I pit bull maul. Fuck them all 2 times. They get out of line. Wanna hear real bitch spit some real rhyme. That project heat. That dirty kind. I'm nasty nice. This world is mine. What?
Ra, I love you, Ra.
That was cute.
Little
Sunday morning brunch bars.
I'm so hyped. Thank you.
That's what, mine.
Yo, that's all I gotta say is thank you. I really appreciate you, yo.
Let's eat.
I know that's right. Yo, Auntie Cole, I'm smelling all type of things going on up here.
Right up here today.
It's right. It's looking good.
It's smelling right, yo. The breakfast aroma right now seeping through the soundproof facilities. You know it's
ain't
right.
Nothing soy popping off in here. ain't nothing vegan.
We not doing soy on Sunday.
Lynette, I love you, I miss you, but we not.
Sunday
doing
is butter, grease, calories, margarine, and not that I can't believe it's not butter.
No, real butter.
I want oil. Yo,
salty
butter.
Happy Boy. Remember Happy Boy butter?
Grandma butter. Yeah. Lard. Okay, yeah, no, okay, okay, no lard, no lard, no lard.
I appreciate you. I had a good time with you today, pause.
Pleasure was mine.
Before I go, I just want to say.
Stop pausing, we froze.
I just want to say real quick, happy birthday to Strickland, 1/3 of EMC. I want to say happy birthday to Susie. I want to say thank you so much to Kanisha for lacing me with the pink, and I love it. Everybody know pink girls rock forever.
Is that Victoria's Secret's pink?
That's Victoria's Secret's
pink. Oh, can I? I want to be down.
You want to be down? Okay, I got you.
Thank you.
Anybody, thanks for looking out. Y'all send me emails at LacheyShow@gmail.com. You already know you can find me on Lachey Show on Facebook, Lachey Show on IG. And we can find the legend, the beautiful.
Digger Digger. The real Rod Digger.
All day.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Rod Digger Music on SoundCloud. Please check that out, because I'm out here.
I know, that's right. And last but not least, don't forget, if you missed it today, tell your friend that the podcast is on brooklynradio.com. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.